Welcome to Gamers Down Under's podcast. This is episode 28. I'm Larman.
I am Steve.
Wow. Just wanted to quickly thank Piers from Ninja Penguin Studios for joining us last week while little Steve was on holidays.
He's done well, actually. He's done well, I must admit. I listened to that while I was away. I went to sunny Bali, actually, working on my tan.
You're a Queenslander. You don't need to work on a tan.
I wanted to be even darker. It doesn't even work anymore because construction, you have to wear long sleeve, long pants. I'd rather be a Victorianite so it's not so bloody hot.
Actually, we were hot last week, too. We got to like 40. It was like a random day, and then the next day was like 20. I'm like, oh, beautiful. There we go. Go, Melbourne, go.
Yuck. But no, thank you, Piers. That was really good. I should have them guys on more often, actually. I like supporting the little fellas.
That was really good. All right, so let's kick off on gaming this week, mate. You want to go first and tell us? Because you had a couple of hours spare on the plane.
All right, we'll start with me because I'll get into that later on. That's my rant of the week as to why I had such limited gaming. I've got two rants there, actually. Switch battery. And I've got three. I was gone for a little while, so I've been saving up my rant. Switch battery, Australian versus Bali internet, and also gaming in Bali. But I'll leave that. Gaming of the week. My first game, I talked about it last time, at Northgard. It's good. I heavily enjoy it. I think I would probably like it. I don't know, actually. I was going to say I'd like it more on a PC, so then you're using a keyboard and mouse and everything like that. But the style of gameplay actually suits the Switch pretty well. I'm used to it now with how you're moving around the screen, trying to find out where all your buildings are, like the user interface or the whatever you want to say, like a hotkey setup you just don't have on the Switch. Like, I feel like on PC, this would be a really good one where you could just set some of your armies up on certain hotkeys, your buildings on other hotkeys, so you can just 8 for a town hall, 7 for warrior's hut, 6 for shield bearer's hut. And it would make it that little bit better, like more fluid. Yep. But that's probably my only little qualm about it.
Is there any cinematics in the game? Or
yes, as immersive as the Switch can be, but I like it. Rundown on the story, you're the son of an earl. He gets backstabbed by another earl, like it's Vikings kind of setup. He's supposed to be a noble one, and your father is more powerful than him, but to sneak through and get some extra power, like Vikings are very proud. Like, you don't just go and backstab someone. You'll dishonor yourself for Valhalla. This earl does exactly that. He raids all the earl's houses, quickly killing off as many people as he can and then running off again. So that's how he starts to gain power. You're totally annihilated, so you pretend, you feign death. Like, you do try to take him on, and then you feign death because you realize that nothing's happening, you're going to get done no matter what. And you realize it's either you can die right there, or you can feign your death, swallow your pride, and try to avenge everyone's death later on.
Okay, I'm just looking at gameplay footage. I was looking at it earlier today. It looks a lot like Age of Empires, sort of the town builder side of it.
Yep. Yeah, and that was what I was trying to explain to you. It's Civilization, Age of Empires, that kind of stuff. I like it.
Okay, it looks okay. It looks, Age of Empires pretty much sells it the whole way, and then you've got lines around you, which is, I'm assuming, your influence, where you can build things, sort of, like a yellow line that goes right around.
Yeah, like, it's, say you've got a certain tile, and in that tile you can build, like, your main one where your town hall is, you can build 5 buildings there. Then you've got to say in that first one, you'll set up a hunter's hall. They're going to collect food, and you'll set up a timber mill that's going to collect timber. The more your army increases, the more it uses your food, and so on and so forth. And then you can upgrade that one tile, so then you can build 6 buildings there. You can take over the tile next to you for a certain amount of resources, depending on who you are. Like, there's one clan who's renowned for money. So you, instead of having to use food to colonize a tile, you can actually use money, which works out well because they've always got a lot of it. And it seems very simplistic, but each mission, like, if it goes for less than half an hour, like I was playing it on hard. I end up dropping. I end up dropping it from hard to normal, not even easy, normal, because I was like, oh, you know what? I want to enjoy. Like, it feels a lot more like the storyline. You want to fall for them instead of spending. Like, I was, one mission took me 2 hours.
I was
an hour and a half into a mission, while in Bali. Someone, I can't remember what happened. They started talking to me, so I was looking up. Maximum of a minute. look down, and my town champion got killed because they were doing raids on my town. Boom, hour and a half gone. Had to start that mission again. Well, I went, huh? Well, where's the bintangs?
Yeah,
off I go, and I turned it off, and I went and drowned my sorrows in bintangs.
So that's pretty intense then. If your hero dies, you instantly fail.
That mission, because I've landed on another, island. You're going mission. And on this island, the two local giant clans are fighting. One is like a subpar clan where they do all the hard work. They're getting all the food. They're getting all the timber. But then the other clan is royalty, and they just pretty much do nothing. They are the warriors, but they haven't been at war for a while, so they're not doing anything. But the warriors still demand everything is given to them because they're royalty. So when you get there, you can pick which one to side with. And I picked with the working class. So then the warrior clan, once a year roughly takes, I think, 20 minutes in real life, and it goes through the seasons. Once a year would send a warrior to their champion to attack me. And every year it got stronger. So 1 year as a champion, the next year as a champion and a little fighting human. Next year, two champions. Next year, two, et cetera, et cetera. And it gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
So you've picked the two factions. You've picked one side. Do you end up taking out the other side? Or is that just a constant in-game thing that they're going to keep coming?
They're going to keep coming until I finish all the objectives of it.
Okay.
So, like, one of the objectives is do not let the champion die. The other one is send 5,000 food to that champion's clan, so then they can raise their own army, call their army back, whatever it is. I haven't finished that mission yet. I'm very close to finishing it now. I've pushed back a lot of the enemy town now, I can wipe them out pretty much completely, and they'll just keep churning enemies. It's just an AI thing. So with that one, I have to find a nice solution, if you get what I mean.
Okay, all right. Any other games?
Well, I had Northgard, and then I had, you'll probably have a little bit of a giggle at this one, I played, because that was part of my rant, the Switch battery. It didn't last the whole plane flight over to Bali. It's 7 hours over there. Only 5 coming home, so it survived. But what I'd done was, the charging port on the chairs aren't powerful enough. You need a 2-amp-hour USB charger to actually not maintain the battery, but to charge the battery while playing. These aren't. Most USB chargers are only 1-amp-hour, so it'll maintain it. But it'll depending on your brightness of your screen, blah, 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 it'll start dropping down. By the time I plugged it in, because it doesn't tell you the battery is going dead until 20%. And I was like, gee, 20%, that was quick. And then I was playing, and then I was like, hang on a second, that was full when I hopped on this plane. And I quickly suspended it, and it was down to 16%. And I was like, oh. So I plugged it into the charge, and I got maybe half an hour maximum more of gaming while it was plugged in. So
would it actually charge it if you turned it off then?
Yes, but like, I turned it off, plugged it into the charge, half an hour later it only had 10%. So yeah, very slow. So I just ended up reading a book for the rest of it. But on the way back, I plugged it in straight away and then played, and I could play the full 5-hour flight, and it was down to something like 55% or something. So you could easily it can definitely maintain it, but no way can it charge it. on the planes. So because of that, I ended up having to go scroll through all the games on the plane. A certain plane company you have to pay for. So I bought the movie package and I watched a movie. Then I realized I've got the games. I ended up playing golf.
What golf game?
Oh, I can't even. It was like Golf 3D. It was its name. And I was... I swear, it's like, have you seen the episode of Simpsons where he asks his mum for a real awesome game and she comes home with the golf game? That was my feeling. I was like, I hit two balls, ended up in the rough, couldn't work out how to chip, and I moved on. I was like, that's it. I'm done. Off I go. I'm reading a book. How we played them games growing up, I would love to know.
Oh, yeah, no, I completely understand. That's pretty bad. I was playing a golf game the other week too, and I can't remember what it was on. It might have been the Virtual Boy. I need to go have a look, because I've got so many Virtual Boy games now. But yeah, I was playing a golf game, and I couldn't even hit the ball at all. So that was, I completely understand that. And yeah, frustrating. The aim of the game is actually to hit the ball and put it in the hole. Yeah, no, it doesn't work. So how long do you reckon you actually played that for?
The golf game? 7 minutes.
You lasted longer than me, but...
No, that's loading screens, picking your character, picking the course.
Oh, picking the golf club, picking the tees. Yeah,
yeah.
All right, so then you finally get back from Bali. Now, did you get Bali belly firstly?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a funny story about that one.
Is it worth the podcast or not on the podcast?
It'll be good. It'll be worth the podcast for anyone who's listening. I had a couple too many bintangs on one day, and we've all gone to bed quite early. Like, we've gone to bed at 8 p.m. So by the time I woke up at 1 a.m., like the old man I am needing to go toilet, my head was throbbing. I'd been in the sun for 12 hours. I'd had more than that amount of hours worth of bintangs. And I thought, geez, I need some Panadol or Nurofen. I'm still quite over the limit worth of bintangs at that point. So I punched the Nurofen, punched the Panadol, and I'm just drinking away, washing it down. And the missus wakes up. She's like, what's that sound? Finds me drinking from the tap. She's like, what do you think you're doing? Because I'm a bit of a smart beep. I turn around and say, drinking from the tap, what do you think? And she goes,
you're not living with me anymore.
Because I was being smart. She goes, oh, that's fine. Okay. And off she went to bed, left me there. So I drank out of this tap, had a good liter or two, gone to bed, woke up in the morning, and I was like, just, oh, hey, morning, babe, how are you feeling? Oh, geez, I'm feeling pretty spry today. I'm feeling good. And then my tummy just gurgled, and I was like, ooh, is that Chewbacca in my tummy? And she turns around and says, do you remember drinking from the tap last night? And I had a vivid flashback. I was like, why didn't you stop me? She's like, serves you right, smart Alec. And it was on.
Oh, okay. I've been
swimming in the beach and look like a squid and getting scared.
I love it. That's hilarious.
Before we go on to talking about what you've been doing gaming, because I missed out on last week, I wanted to quickly talk to you. I was listening to the podcast and I heard you guys talking about Death Stranding. Now, I've been watching a lot of reviews. I've been watching a lot of gameplay. Personally, myself, I don't think I'm going to buy the game. Like, I'm not a Hideo Kojima fan. I'm like, as in a fanboy, I've played Metal Gear Solid, blah, blah, blah over the years, but like, I don't sit there and go, oh my God, Metal Gear Solid's coming out. I have to pre-order it, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not a fanboy of that craze. So for me, the Death Stranding was something where I was like, I'll wait and I'll see. And exactly what you guys said, it sort of seems like it's a glorified delivery guy. But
yep.
After what Pierce talked about, I actually ended up watching an interview with Hideo Kojima. He turned around and said he actually wants his studio to get into movies. Like, yes. He wants it to become an actual production studio. And it made a lot of sense after Pierce saying about the
video long clips, cinematics, yeah.
Long cinematics, because that made a lot more sense to me, because I was like, oh, so that's why he's used this game as like a stepping stone to practice the cinematic side of things, used his name, used the gaming industry to work towards it. And it's funny because it's worked with Pierce, because he turned around and said, if it was a movie, I'd watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to know whether other people feel that way. Like, I know Square Enix, their cinematics were so good for so long. They tried breaking into the movie market, and A Spirit Within flopped hard. It was one of
that
the...
was a fantastic movie.
And I am a Final Fantasy fanboy. And even yeah. I will sit here. Like, Blizzard, they brought out their World of Warcraft movie. It was a struggle. Like, I like it because, yeah, that came out maybe... Oh, I reckon it'd have to be 2-3 years ago, maybe more, actually.
Okay.
Battle of Azeroth, I think it might have been called. So it's right at the start. It's actually Warcraft. It's when the Horde... raids into the Alliance and the Dark Horde and everything like that. Yeah, and a lot of diehard fans hated it.
The actual
yes.
Warcraft. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking cartoon or anime or something like that.
No,
oh,
no.
Okay. No. I've seen that. I didn't mind that. I'm a Warcraft fan, and I didn't mind that movie.
I didn't mind it either. Like, I watched it a second time, and I actually liked it more. Because the first time when I watched it, I had a lot of hype build up for it. So now I watched it again. And I was like, you know what? I actually enjoyed that movie. I don't think they got enough funding to do a second one, like enough people to watch it. I don't think they will. But there was big controversy because I can't remember whether the director who finally done it or it was maybe the first director. There was something where he... had massive, massive fight that he wanted to run the movie how he wanted it because he was a gamer and he got denied. So, and a lot of these gaming companies are very renowned for their cinematics and they've tried reaching out into the movie world and they've failed. So I wonder how Hideo Kojima would go. I'd just be very interested.
Yeah, well, that's what me and Pierce were saying, and that's even what I said last week with the Blizzard cinematics. Like for StarCraft 2, I reckon are fantastic. They're very short, but if you watch it as like a full cinematic trailer or version of the game, it looks really cool.
Yeah, yep.
Cool. All right, on to my gaming. I play Pokemon Sword. I've done 25 hours, probably caught about 100 Pokemon. I'm literally, as of right now, up to the ending battles.
Yep, so sort of like for us old school guys, the Elite Four?
Yeah, definitely. So it's
how many gyms was there?
Eight.
Okay, so they've stuck to it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's missing the National Pokédex? How many of these Pokemon were originals? Do you have many? Do you have a handful? Like when you
a handful of the original, but not a lot. Like I've got a lot of different varieties. So in the Pokemon content that's in at the moment, so there's different versions of the original Pokemon. Okay,
yeah.
So like... you can get a coughing, it's got like a chimney thing, it's rainbow ponyta. So there is a lot of touches back to the 150 original.
They've done that with Sun and...
That's right, like with the Executor and things like that. That's right, yes. I've got a couple of the original ones. I've got the Pikachu that you get if you play Let's Go, so you get that. I've decided I keep to pretty much similar Pokemon each game I play. So it just doesn't matter what generation I play, it is the same similar Pokemon. So I always have normally the three, the starter Pokemon I always get and then sort of work my way out. I normally have a Pikachu just because I like Pikachu. Dragonite, I like Dragonite. Charizard, he was...
Is there a Dragonite in this game? I heard he didn't make the cut.
Yeah, I haven't seen if he's in it yet.
Yes, I heard Dragonite didn't make the cut. One of the memes was, how can you possibly put Meowth in it, but Dragonite not?
Well, actually, for a technicality, there's actually two Meowth. Yes. There's the original one and a hairy one with like a beard, and that's the one for that region. Don't know how they've done it. So, but in saying that, like you're asking about the National Pokedex, right? I've caught 100. I've done 25 hours worth of gameplay. Am I going to catch the other 300? Probably not. I'll still play it for a bit more because I'll see what's after. So, like, normally when you beat the Elite Four, you can go to that cave where you get all the stronger Pokemon. I'm assuming there's something like that in this game as well.
Oh, like the Cerulean Cave or whatever.
Yes.
That's where you got Mewtwo.
So I'm assuming there's going to be something like that. But I don't know. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I'm assuming being a... historic collector Pokemon, they always do something a bit after the end. So when you actually beat the Elite Four and become a master, there's normally something else that you go to and you can catch more rare, stronger Pokemon.
I'll get to gameplay, like the cinematic, the visuals. I find, do I want to say beautiful? Like, I find it very, very appealing. Like, it seems like this game looks like what Fire Red, Leaf Green, Blue, Yellow was in my mind. Anyway,
I was about to say the same thing.
My only thing that I am a little devastated about, I understand why Game Freak done Pokemon Let's Go, because they even vocally admitted that they were struggling with the swap from 3DS to Switch. So that's why they done Let's Go, because that was like their in the middle game. Some reviews I've read so far, they're even accusing this game of still being in the middle. Not perfect. Some pages have given it a 7, but then they've given Death Stranding a 9. So I'm not going to listen to them. You want a glorified post office? Go work for Australia Post. You want to be the catch-em-all? Play some proper Pokemon. But for me, I don't know how many more iterations of Pokemon I'll survive. Like, I've been playing this game for now maybe 5 hours, and I even felt myself drifting off a little bit. The name is the only nostalgia I've got. Like, Pokemon Let's Go, I actually finished that game. It frustrated me. I was very frustrated with, because there was no combat style. You just caught the Pokemon. But because it was Pokemon Blue or Red or Green, whichever of their originals you wanted to call it, because I had Eevee, I didn't grab Pikachu, but it was that original game. The nostalgia was pouring out. Like, I truthfully wish they'd done this to Pokemon Green and Red and Blue and Yellow, and then they went through them all. Just maybe remake an original, release a new one. Remake an original, and just go your whole way through. Because what's this, 8th-gen Pokemon? So if they'd done that, they could do that for another, even if they released one new one this year, a remaster next year, new one the year after. Like, that could span over 16 years. Like, that would keep a lot of people for the originals pouring in. I admittedly stopped playing around, I think it was Emerald. So I don't have much nostalgia for any after that. So I don't know. I sit there and I stare at Pokemon and wonder how long it'll survive, because it's still turn-based.
Yeah, that's the funny thing I was going to mention before. I hate turn-based. Majority of the turn-based games, if I'm playing it, I'll play for 5 maximum hours. But as soon as it says Pokemon, I can push through. And at no point up until even now, like, I can't wait to get back and playing Pokemon to finish the game and then to see what is next.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know what it is that they do, but it's something different.
They've definitely made it a lot easier now. Like, the experience share has greatly sped the process up.
Definitely.
Especially even experience share after catching another Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, no, that was never an original thing. You had to go in there, you had to swap out your first Pokemon to your stronger Pokemon, then wipe them out, and then it would give experience to the two. And you're like trying to get a level 5 Magikarp up to level 20 so he finally evolved to Gyarados. You used to have to grind. And especially because I used to do it as soon as I got the Gyarados from the guy. So, like, yes, later on I could have waited till I was up against stronger Pokemon. It would be a hell of a lot quicker, but I wanted my Gyarados. So, and I'm the same. I've got pretty much the same that I can... Arcanine, sometimes a Lapras I'll swap my Gyarados out for. Sometimes if I want my flying Pokemon, maybe a Dragonite, or I'd go like a Pidgeot because I just... played a Pidgeot, Pikachu. In recent years, I always evolved him and he become a Raichu.
Oh, see, I never do. I've got a level 60 Pikachu, and I'm like, nah.
I didn't for a while, but I like Raichu now. I really do. I like his design. I like everything about him. And I'm like, you know what? Why am I not evolving this little fella? Like, he can become a big fella. Primate.
That's why I catch two.
Yeah.
Catch one, and that's your main one that you keep in your party. And you catch the other one, you're like, ha-ha, Thunderstone, bye!
Yes, yes.
Just put so, Logan to next entry.
Depending on whether I swap out the originals, then I'll have a Blastoise, a Charizard, and another Charizard. A Venusaur.
What about Venusaur?
Nah, and then I'd have a Venusaur. That'd be my three.
Yeah. You always do go back to the start of Pokemon, and that's what I was saying before. It's funny throughout the generations, it always goes, oh yeah, I like my fire, I like my water, and I like my grass. If you got all three of those, you're pretty much guaranteed to get to at least the Elite Four.
Yep.
Just with those three different types, because they're all strong and weak against different things. One thing I didn't like about the game, now I'm going to go against myself here and say it. They brought out a Pokeball Plus with Let's Go Pokemon, right? Pikachu.
Yep.
And Eevee. Okay? You cannot use your Pokeball Plus playing this game.
Oh, playing you can't?
But you can take them with you, fine.
Yes,
but
yes.
That's not the point. I don't want to take them with me. I want to play with the Pokeball. Oh, you know how cool that little controller is?
Oh, you want to use? Do you want to use it as a controller, or do you want the actual interface where you can throw it to catch as well?
No. I just want to use it as a controller.
Ah,
okay. I don't want to do anything. But you can't actually do it. It won't let you, which is really, like, we wasted all that money. No, I didn't. I still like the thing. I've got it up in my cabinet. But
I've still got mine. I've still got Mew sitting in mine.
I think I actually put Pikachu in mine. I've got to roll it and find out what sounds it makes. I don't know. There's a lot of things with Pokemon as well that they've done. I don't think they've done it in previous generations. Like this whole camping part of the game.
Yep.
So you can actually camp. I think it's... Actually, they might have done it with the DS where you've got like a little Pokemon safari area that you can go and upgrade and build different things to get...
You could have your own like town or something. You could
paradise sort of thing. Yeah, for Pokemon.
Invite your friends to it or something like that. Or you could plant your trees.
Yes, yes.
That's right. Yeah, and you can.
Yeah, and then you upgrade it and all that. So they've gone that way with it as well. But now they've got a cooking concept.
Yep.
So you actually get different recipes for cooking different foods. I can tell you now, I have not played. I think I've done one meal, and that was it.
For me, where do we draw the line? Like, should Pokemon keep evolving? Like, well, yeah, it is an RPG, but, like, where's the aspects to it? Some people say it's an action RPG. Like, it's, I want some more. Like, can I have a town builder? Like, in the Ni No Kuni 2, I think it was Wrath of the White Witch. No, that was number one. Revenant Kingdoms, you could build your own town. And then your own town started bringing in money and you got people to come there. Like, Pokemon has stuck to a very, very straight road for the last 22 years, whatever it is. I'd like to see it go all out. The wild areas aspect, I really like. I sit there and I think to myself, what next? Like, you've seen some concept ideas where you're running along and you've got your Pokemon following behind you, sort of like Let's Go, and then all of a sudden you get to your battle, whether it's on... I like the open world. I like being able to see the Pokemon. I have gotten past the run in the grass for 19 hours trying to find something. Like, I like that. But in the concept that I saw is like you run into the Pokemon or you push a button and boom, you become your Pokemon who's following you. And then you're controlling that Pokemon. So you push sort of, then it kicks into like World of Warcraft where you've got your skill bar. So you push one for a fireball and it shoots a fireball straight. You got two for tackle and it's just like an attack. So it becomes more of a action RPG, a slashing RPG. It's not turn based, it's fast paced.
Can you have Pokemon following you in this game?
No. Well, I'm only 5 hours in, you're 25, so I hope you know by now.
I don't know, but I remember seeing footage of it somewhere.
That was Let's Go, that wasn't in this one.
Yeah, I might be getting confused. But no. Have you played it online?
No, not yet.
Okay. So that's the one I like about it, is the wild area when you're playing online. I haven't seen it as much in towns. I don't think it works in towns. When you're in the wild area and you're online, you can actually see other trainers running around. So you can actually run up to them. Like, say, for example, if I run up to you, you'd give me, it's sort of like a special bonus that you've given me, but it doesn't cost you anything.
So you just Can you battle each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I like that concept. I just wonder what will happen. I believe you've either got to evolve or you die, and I don't, while I wouldn't give it a 7, I don't believe it's a halfway game. I definitely believe it's a Pokemon game, except for gameplay is in length. 25 hours is a bit short for a Pokemon game. Like, if Pokemon game's taking you less than 40, then I'm a little upset, but that's because they've cut out a lot of the grinding. Like, with experience share, that's drastically reduced it.
Yeah, but just remember as well, I'm only a third of the way through Pokemon. So only caught 100 of the 400 Pokemon.
But it never used to take you 40 hours to catch 151 Pokemon. It took you 40 hours to finish the game.
Okay.
It could take 200 hours to catch them all. That's the bit. Like, while, yes, I don't have that sort of time in me anymore, like, yeah, I just feel like it's a little lackluster to be able to completely beat a Pokemon game in 25 hours.
I'm pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah, true.
I know my types, but yeah. I actually got floored on one of my gyms. I'm not going to say much about it, but it was just, I'm like, yep, rock gym. I'm going in with my grass guy. I'm going to smash it. I'll kill them all with one Pokemon, and then they pull out a fire and rock Pokemon. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah,
fire
yeah.
attack comes. Bye, grass guy. Oh, yep. No. Come on, Pikachu, try and beat the rock. Doesn't work.
Like, I just wonder, yeah. I wonder where Pokemon will go from here. Well, they'll do an expansion on this one. I truthfully reckon they will. By then, will there be a Switch 2 where they'll be able to step everything up a little bit, like at least a Switch Pro? I reckon it's not far away. I'm pretty sure there was leaked concept art and everything like that. I can't, when they done the Switch Lite, there was also some concept art about a Switch Pro. I don't know how they'll go at the moment, because of battery life,
yep.
But I'd be inclined. Look, but we play our Switches very differently. On the plane, that's the most I've played handheld in its life. Like, I've done probably 10 hours worth of gaming while I was gone for the week. That was all obviously in portable. And I bought it from release, so whenever that was, maybe 2 years ago, I haven't done 10 hours in portable. So I would rather a more powerful one that's docked, so I can play the Nintendo games. Like, I don't want the Nintendo games to be chobo for my whole life.
Yeah.
But what do you reckon? You endorse it?
Mate, I'm a Pokemon master. That's all I'm going to say. I don't need to endorse it. I am the Pokemon master. Beat me. I love it. Anything Pokemon, I love, and I'll play it. So bring out more.
I'm thinking about, yes. And that's like, it got so much slack building up to it. Thank you, Game Freak, Niantic, all that kind of stuff, whoever the hell you are.
Game Freak, sorry, not Niantic.
Yeah.
Niantic's Pokemon Go. Oh, well, Pokemon Go, come on. Give me.
Yeah. Like, and I think about getting my kids into this one because it's not so, like, they can't handle Game Boy. They can't handle them type of graphics. Like, at least on the Switch, it is nicer and they can understand it, and it is a very easy game for them to understand. So I reckon it'll be a game that I'll get them into, and it gives them that RPG aspect. Like, I was playing with a young fellow the other week, Link. He liked it, but the hack and slash was just not enough for him. He had the inkling of a bit more. While this is still very A, like, you can just push the one button. It still gives you different aspects, and I'm obviously, I guess it would get harder as we go along, but I'll wait and see. I'm only 5 hours in because I picked it up when I got back from Bali, but I haven't been able to play it, so I'll do a bit more. Well, I no, think excellent. That's both of our gaming over the week.
That's definitely it.
You want to kick off with any news while I was gone?
Yeah, well, there's one that I'm still really upset about. You're going to laugh at me when I say it, and I did a post about it. I'm just disappointed.
Can I guess it's Stadia?
I'm just so disappointed. I want it out. I want the controller. What the hell? Seriously, what do we have to do to fix the internet?
Are we going to do this? Are we going to rant about internet?
Mate, we really are, because I think that's much more important than everyone wants to hear is how angry I am with my internet.
Let's move that to rant for later. All right, Stadia is coming in with my internet and barely internet and gaming. So, all right, keep going with news.
We've got a lot of hype regarding the Resident Evil 3 remake.
Say that quickly.
Oh, couldn't if I tried.
Resident Evil 3 remake. Boom.
Yeah, no, see, that's professional there. Yep, but no, I haven't actually played Part 2, the remake. I played the original Part 2.
No,
I hated the camera angles.
Yeah, I didn't play the remake myself.
But I've seen gameplay and I've been watching people play it on Twitch. I don't mind it. It looks pretty cool, but I don't know. I just think the zombie thing is done. I've moved past zombies. I'm now on to
dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. Hey, we've got that too. Jurassic Park's coming back too.
We're sitting here talking about Pokemon. I'd even play a game like that, but with dinosaurs. Like, give me something. Like Digimon. Like that, but an actual good open world, not like Cyber Sleuth, where it's a re-release of something that came out 5 years ago, like Arugamon. Like, I don't know. Remember, what was the one when we were growing up? Dino Warriors?
No, just Jurassic Park is fine.
Oh, but stop giving Jurassic Park to Lego.
Mate, they give everything to Lego. Anything good. Star Wars, Lego. Indiana Jones, Lego. See, that's another rant you've gone on, then.
I was supposed to not rant, but I ended up ranting.
Going forward with the news, we've also had the DualShock Controller 5 patent released for the PS5.
Yes, I saw that.
So it looks like a bigger controller.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's not as big as the Duke Xbox One, but it is a little bit bigger, which looks pretty cool because I've got pretty big hands. So if it gets any smaller, then I kind of button bash.
Yep. No, I do. I like the look of that. They did release they didn't. It was some released on Twitter or maybe Reddit or something. The PlayStation 5 is supposed to be coming with a 2 terabyte SSD as a minimum.
Wow.
So that'll be
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Like at the moment, even the PS4 Pro is only a 1 terabyte hard drive, not even an SSD.
Yeah.
So if it's coming with dual processors and having like a SSD to run the game and a hard drive for the memory, maybe we will get closer to that 4K ray tracing, blah, blah, blah. But that one, unlike this patent that was revealed, is still very conceptual. So I'll believe that when something a bit more official comes out.
What's the life on SSD cards?
As long as you don't jam them, they're good. Like an SSD card from when I was building my computer, you want to leave it empty. Like, it's not like a hard drive where you can have it full. Like, my hard drive is 90% full. An SSD card, from what I was told, when they were it's a solid state drive with the quartz crystals or the sand in on whatever it is, I was always told never to fill an SSD up more than 70%. Because I had a 120, I think, in there. Then operating system is, like, for Windows is 60 gig, and then you put a game on there, it's another 30. And when I went to the computer shop, he's like, yeah, your SSD is way too full. Like, you really need a 256, whatever the next one is, in there. Because they rewrite, delete, rewrite, so you don't want them to be full, otherwise they lose it. But other than that, I've had the SSD in my Alienware laptop for 7 years. So, yeah, the lifespans on SSDs are exactly the same as every other hard drive. It's just...
Okay. I thought they'd be longer.
Oh, well, maybe they are, because they don't have any moving parts.
That's what I was going to say, because of the moving parts, because the original ones... because I've had quite a few. I had quite a few hard drives go on me.
Yes.
And I've probably lasted maybe 4 years, but I had them at full capacity.
Yeah, but upon saying that, I haven't had a hard drive go in any PlayStation before.
Yeah, okay, very cool.
I've had a skink get in there and fry out my circuit board. Which was really nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he okay?
No, he was dead. And even if he wasn't, he was dead when I was done with him. He fried out me fat PS3.
Really?
Yep.
How'd he get in there?
They're like aliens, like xenomorphs. They can fit through things you would not believe they can fit through.
Wow.
Yep. And I turned
never had that.
It was when I was FIFO. Turned the PlayStation on. It was running for 5 minutes. Boof, went down. I was like, what's going on here? I abused Sony because they only just put out an update, rung them, abused them. They're like, nah, we haven't had any reports. I was like, well, I'm telling you right now, it happened while I was doing the updates. So it's definitely your fault. And they were like, all right, well, send it to us. But if it isn't our fault, it's going to cost you $250. I was like, damn, maybe I'll check myself first. And I opened it up and, yeah, there was a skink in there just on the board, got fried.
The animal rights man are going to kill you. You're cooking your skinks on your, on your PS3. Unreal. See, that makes sense, though, for a PS3. I'd cook anything on it. That's all I'd use it for. But anyway. So I did say I only did one game this week, but I actually lie. There is one more game I did.
What?
Curious Tales of the Stolen Pets VR.
That sounds absolutely terrible. I don't want to.
You know what? It's amazing. I love them.
Actually amazing.
Well, for me, it's actually amazing. I don't care about anybody else. But it's miniature worlds, and the idea of the game is you just need to do little things throughout the maps, and some are underwater, some aren't. I love it. I really do. I've spent quite a few hours playing it, but a phenomenal game.
I just can't get into the VR, so I'm going to have to leave you with that one.
It's like $17 on the PS Store. So it's not even expensive.
Nah.
Bloody brilliant. If you definitely haven't played that game, and you do like VR, definitely have a look at that. As I said, $17. Tell me I'm wrong. Try it and let me know.
Fair enough.
All right. Now we're moving on to your rants. Steve's rants. Here we go.
I like how Steve's rants has its own section now in your game notes. Notes.
My show notes. It's not even game notes. But I have to, because otherwise, if I don't put you in a section, you just go on tangents. But you still do that anyway.
I've had a couple. I've been gone. I had to have a... get it all out.
Oh.
Well, look, it's all a big joint thing. Even as we're trying to record this session, your internet's playing up. Boom. Australian internet. I was over in Bali for 7 nights. Their internet, you look at their power lines, they don't even worry about fixing a cable. They don't run a 50-pair or 100-pair like here underground, nothing. They literally, every time a house wants to get connected up, they'll run a wire for them.
That's is that why, like the 50
yeah,
wires?
That's yeah, why there's yeah. 50, 100 wires all hanging off of every power pole, because they literally run a new one every single time. But while I mock them for their infrastructure, their internet is brilliant. Like everywhere I went had Wi-Fi. They're just like Wi-Fi password. Like sitting on the beach, drinking bintangs, watching the sunset, and I'm on Wi-Fi. Like my local beach here at Bribie, you can barely even get phone reception.
What do you need that for?
How am I supposed to put the selfies up on Instagram?
Mate, Australia doesn't believe in internet. We don't need it, apparently. It's not important.
No, apparently not. But on the other side of the coin, Bali's internet was good, but their gaming, terrible. and it's I finally found one shop. Me and the missus had a. I was like, "Can we go to the game shop today?" She's like, "Oh yeah, if you want." Hour later, "Can we go to the game shop today?" "Oh, if that's what you want to do." I'm like, "We're going to the freaking gaming shop." And she's like, "Why are you getting mad? Why don't we just go?" And I'm like, "Because." So then I have to have a rant at her. She's like, "Oh, I don't know why you're getting so angry. You could have just went." And I'm like, "Because I have to come to your freaking hairdressers and watch Kardashians. You can get stuck with me when I go on bloody look at some games." So off we went. And we get there. I was like, "Oh, where's all your PS4 games?" "Oh, we don't stock them anymore." I was like, "Oh, beg your pardon?" I was like, "Where's your Switch games?" "Oh no, we don't do them anymore." I was like, "What do you do?" They literally have just a disc in like a case with a dodgy
Plastic case, yeah.
plastic sleeve with a dodgy print off of the front cover for as many PC games that you can think of before the year 2000. And because over there, no one can afford consoles. No one can afford. These are the luxuries of the West. Like, if you want to go and play a PlayStation, you go to the gaming, like a computer store and play there. And it was 50 cents Australian for 4 hours. So, like, no one. Oh, sorry, not no one. Not many people could afford proper, because if you could afford something like that, you're normally working so hard you didn't have time to play it.
Wow.
So, while yes, they've got the internet, which boosts their economy through tourism, it doesn't really benefit them on our side of things.
Okay. Wow.
No,
That's quite amazing. They've got the internet, but they haven't got the games. We've
yes.
got the games, and we haven't got the internet.
Like, if you took Stadia there, you could play it straight away.
Oh, what a place, Stadia. You know what? I was actually thinking about today with the whole Stadia thing. I'm like, I just want the controller. I don't care. I'll spend 120. I just want the controller. Why? Just to add to my collection, put it on the shelf. I don't even think I'll use it. Maybe I might, if my internet can support it, but I just want the controller. That's it.
I should have done the same. Truthfully, like, I look at my gaming shelf, like, you got first backers edition. Like, it could flop and no one ever knows about it. It could be the next PlayStation. Stadia 1, Stadia 2, Stadia 3. And that's it. We never go back to a physical console ever again. I don't know. And it's like, how many games and stuff did we grow up with that our parents just threw in the bin because it was nothing? Like, that could be what Stadia is right now.
No,
Pokemon
definitely.
cards. I had freaking set of the original Pokemon cards.
I've still got the set.
Oh, you got a proper PSA graded set. They go for about 150,000 now. The most expensive card set that ever sold was sold at auction not long ago. It's a full PSA grade 10 of the
Is
original
that
100.
the first edition, though? Like,
Yes.
edition? Yeah, see, I didn't get many. I only got one first edition card, and that was the Machamp. And that was
Oh, see,
quite.
I had heaps. I
Yeah,
had
no.
nearly the whole set. The only one I didn't have was a Charizard because I sold it. I sold it because it sold for $60 or something when I was a kid. And I sold it for $50. And I think I bought like a Super Nintendo game or something like that because
Okay.
it was
Yeah,
just
no, I've still got the
one
original
card.
set, but I haven't got the they're not first edition, they are just the ones that I got. But as I said, it's the first full set. And I got most of the second set as well, but yeah. All right, so
Also wanted to mention, don't know whether you guys saw the unboxing earlier on in the week of our drop from Pixel Crib, PixelCrib.com.au. They got a Facebook page. Jump on there, have a look at this stuff. I have luckily got my hands on another piece of goods from them. The first one was Final Fantasy 15 book. this one is very, I'd like to say very different, but it's same in the same hand. Like, it is an art book, but it's a lot more 16-bit, like old school, which really goes to the retro side of me. Hopefully you guys liked the unboxing. Hopefully you liked the video. If you did, jump over, give them a like, mention them in the page, whatever you want. We over here love supporting gamers. Pixel Crib reaches out like and just says, hey guys, have a look at this product. And you can just feel when you're talking to them, they're like me and you. They're doing it for the love of the industry. Like, they're not here to be the EA Sports kind of conglomerates just wanting to overrule everyone like an overlord. Like, they love what they sell. I love what they sell. My partner and credit card, not so much. while I do joke about the cost, I've ranted and ranted and ranted about it. Do not be off put by the price. You truly get what you pay for in this. There's bang for buck guaranteed. It is not something where you can just go to the markets, get a $2 book and think that'll be it. Like, we went to the Final Fantasy concert and got a 30-page book for $40. This is something like a 220-page book. Everything is just beautiful artwork. Like, yeah, it's very, very difficult to explain over a podcast. So jump over, share them some love. If anything, gets their name out there more. The more they can expand, the more product they can start pushing out to you guys. They've got vinyls, they got arcades, they've got, I think they've even got some even little old school handheld consoles and stuff like that. They sell the Mega Drives and blah blah blah, the remakes. So yeah, I thought I'd quickly end on a high note.
Yeah, just wanted to say they've actually got a reward program as well, so you can actually earn rewards for doing reviews on their products. Placing an order, you get one pixel coin for $1 spent, and also a sign up, you get 50 pixel coins. So that can all go for products that you get on the website. So definitely have a check over there at pixelcrib.com.au.
Very well. I think that's about it from us, eh? We'll end on a high note instead of one of my normal rants.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Look, you did mention EA before, and I have to say it. EA, get in that game. Am I right? Please tell me.
I thought we said we were going to end on a high note.
We did. I said it right, didn't I?
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Now you've just ended on that. I hope you're happy. Thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. Ensure you check out gamersdownunder.com for all your gaming news and reviews for Aussie gamers. Smash that subscribe button and it'll never be game over.
And gamers got a game.